Welcome to Victorious Parenting. I'm your host, Arabella Hill. Now's the time to transform your home life and make parenting a breeze by learning and applying new strategies. Let's get into it. Welcome to another episode of the Victorious Parenting Podcast. I'm your host, Arabella Hill. So in the last couple of episodes, I've been going through self-reflection questions for positive parenting out of my book, The Ultimate Guide to Promoting Positive Self-Esteem in Children. These self-reflection questions will help you to promote more positive self-esteem in your children and help you grow as a parent. So today we're going to be talking about mistakes and failures. The question is, how do you talk about mistakes and failures to help your children learn? So do you talk about the mistakes and failures you've made to your children? I know if you have very young children, this can be difficult, but I'm talking about children who are able to comprehend these little stories and things like that. Even if they're younger, you may not have to talk about your own mistakes and failures. You can actually talk to them about mistakes that they've made after the fact, after tantrums and things like that, and everything is calmed down. You can have that after tantrum conversation with them that will help them learn and help them understand that mistakes and failure is a part of life, and that you can learn and grow from it. In fact, there's never been a successful person on this planet who hasn't failed at something, some point in their life. And I know that we live in a very competitive society where we're striving to be the best, and we're told that being anything less than number one isn't great. It's failure, and getting anything less than in an A or A plus category is just not enough effort. And we can end up putting so much pressure on our children. We wonder why when they get to high school and they have to take their end of year exams, that some of them just struggle plainly to cope with it mentally. You see, I don't think that we ought to put that much pressure on our children, because we're setting an air of perfection that doesn't exist. Because guess what? You're not always going to be number one. There's always going to be someone out there that's prettier, that's smarter, that's more talented than you, that's richer than you, that has a better car than you, that's taller, that's thinner, that's whatever than you. There's always someone. We live in a world of 7 billion people. There's someone better than you in every single way. And does that mean that you're not good enough? Does that diminish your value or your worth in this society? No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't at all. Because we shouldn't strive for perfection. It doesn't really exist. We should strive to be at least 1% better than what we personally were yesterday. Now, competition, I'm a very competitive person, and competition is fun. It can be exciting to compete against other people and your peers and to really push yourself, because competition, I believe, helps you grow. But I'm talking about the kind of toxicity that can come with that pressure upon competition. Competition should be fun and a way to challenge yourself, because competition will highlight your weaknesses. Competition will highlight your strengths compared to your peers. But competition should never make you feel that you are a worthless failure and that your contribution to this world isn't enough. Competition should rear you up and get you excited and motivate you, not diminish your mental health. So when we talk about our own mistakes and our own failures and how they led to triumphs to our children, we can help them make sense of their mistakes and the failures that they inevitably will make in their own lives too. Because it's okay to make a mistake. But what's not okay is to give up, true failure is throwing your hands up in the air and just not bothering anymore, just giving up. I'm not going to bother. Then that's really failing. Failing isn't trying something and not getting it right. Trying something and not getting it right is inevitable. When you first learned to walk, you didn't get up and start walking and running all in the same session. You were wobbly and you fell over a few times and your parents probably caught you. You failed to walk when you tried to walk. So did your children. And that is the same when you're riding a bike, when you're tying your shoe, when you're learning math, when you're competing in sport. Anything you do, regardless of your age, when you are learning and growing, even when you're at the top of your game, you are still going to make mistakes because you're a human being. So how do we move through failure? How do we move through mistakes? How do we experience failure and mistakes without feeling like we are failures? Just because you failed at something, it doesn't make you a failure as a person. And I think our society does a very poor job of doing that, of separating the person and the experience of their behavior. Your experience of your behavior will change as you go through throughout your life because you're growing, you're changing, and we never stop learning and we never stop growing and we never stop changing as people. We are always learning and growing and changing. And so thus, when we look back on our experiences, we think, wow, I wouldn't do that again. That's because you know different now. You know better, so you'll do better and your children will too. So if we set an environment in the home where we talk openly about mistakes and failures, we can help our children to be okay for when those times happen, but not to give up. Their failure isn't an indicator that we need to give up. Failure is an indicator that there is a challenge, and for whatever reason, it overcame us in that moment. And we need to figure out how to walk through it and how to move through it. And it can be painful when we fail at something, especially when we've set our expectations so high and we really wanted to achieve this thing and we just missed the mark, or we missed the mark by a lot. We need to learn how to pick ourselves back up again. That's emotional resilience. That's emotional resilience. And when we talk about mistakes and failures to our children, we help them to become more emotionally resilient. I know there are some parents out there who think, well, if we kind of say failure is okay, we're saying that, you know, doing bad is okay and not and giving up and not doing your best. And it's not that at all. We need to separate those things out. Giving up and failure are two separate mechanisms. I can tell you, I have failed a lot. When I was 7 years old, I wanted to become a business owner. Really, I don't know why. It was just always in my head. And my very first business, I was living in America and I was selling door-to-door cornflake cookies. Cornflake cookies are a traditional Australian recipe and they were very, very popular back in the 80s in Australia. And we had our very own, very Australian recipe. And my accent was extremely Australian at the time. And so between me and my father, we worked out that I would start my own business because I was giving these cookies to my friends and their mothers were like, oh my goodness, this is delicious. Can I have the recipe? I went home and asked my father for the recipe. And he said, well, how about instead of giving them the recipe, we keep the recipe a secret and then we sell them the cookies because that's business. And so, you know, as terrible as times my childhood was, that's one good thing that my father did for me. He sparked entrepreneurship in me. And so that's what I did. And he gave me a little loan to buy the milk and the flour and the eggs and everything, wrote it all down in a chart. And I would make the cornflake cookies and I'll go to door and I'll sell these cookies and I'd make a nice little profit. I bought myself some nice little My Little Ponies at the time. If you're a child of the 80s, you'll remember the My Little Pony. Yeah, I was able to go to the store and go buy my own with my own little pocket money. And that was wonderful. And as I got older, I wanted and I desired to run my own business. And I had several different other business ideas and I tried a lot of different things. I had an eBay business for a long period of time. That wasn't necessarily a failure. It was just unsustainable. And so along my entrepreneurship journey, I failed a lot. You see, and I made so many mistakes. And there were times where I did just give up because I failed. And I thought, well, I guess this isn't for me. And then I wasn't happy. I knew that I had something positive that I could contribute to the world. And so just because I failed, it doesn't necessarily lead to giving up. I chose to give up because I chose to see my failure as a sign that I shouldn't be doing this. It's my perception of my failure that led me to giving up in the end. So when we help our children to change their perception about failure, that just because you didn't get this right, or you didn't win that trophy, or you didn't pass that test, doesn't mean that this thing, this subject, this sport isn't right for you and that you should walk away. It doesn't mean that at all. It means that you had a challenge that overcame you. Sometimes you need to redirect. Sometimes you need to learn from that failure and then move through it. Failure and giving up isn't the same thing. We can fail and then not give up. And so fast forward 10 years later, I started another business and I made so many mistakes, like more mistakes than I had ever made in my other businesses when I was a teenager and in my early 20s. And I failed so much more. But this time I had emotionally intelligent perception thinking. Instead of seeing failure and making mistakes and not getting things right as a sign or an omen to give up, I saw it as a challenge instead. I saw it as a challenge to grow and develop as a person, and I kept going. And what happened? I became very, very successful at it. So just because you make a mistake or you fail at something, it doesn't inevitably mean that you will be teaching your children to give up. So talk about your mistakes and your failures to them in order to spur them on and to motivate them to keep going, because they will make mistakes and they will fail at times. And it can really impact their mental health if they have no way of processing it in a very emotionally intelligent way. If they see their mistakes and failures as something that is personal, it must mean I'm a mistake. It must mean I'm a failure. It must mean that I'm worthless or I'm no good. If they process their mistakes and failures in that way, then that can be detrimental to their self-esteem and their mental health. And if you don't teach them that there is another way to look at these things, if you don't help them change their perception about it, you don't help them turn their minds and say, look, a mistake, a failure doesn't mean that you're a mistake or failure. It means that there's a challenge that you need to learn from and overcome. They may process it in a negative light, and that's going to be detrimental to them as adults. And I don't know about you, but I have met adults who do process their own mistakes and failures as if they themselves are worthless, and they suffer greatly from deep levels of depression, and their relationships are torn apart. It's very difficult to have a loving relationship with somebody who every time they make a mistake or they experience failure, they go haywire and they beat themselves up about it and they get down on themselves about it, because we are going to make mistakes pretty much every day. of our lives. You know, we're going to fail at something. There's something that's going to go wrong in our lives. And we need to learn to process that in an emotionally intelligent way so that our mental health isn't impacted negatively. We can teach our children this, and this will help protect their mental health and to have positive mental health throughout their lives, to change their perception about the mistakes and the failures that they experience in their lives is imperative. It's like a foundational thing that's really going to set them up for success throughout their lives. So if you haven't been doing that and your children are older, don't worry, because there's always tomorrow. And the great thing about life is that we can choose differently tomorrow. We can always turn the page and start fresh and anew tomorrow. So if that sounds like you, turn the page and start fresh tomorrow. Talk openly about the mistakes and failures that you've had to your children. Empower them. It doesn't mean that they are a mistake. It doesn't mean that they are a failure. It means they are humans having a human experience, and it's okay. But don't give up. If you would like access to more parenting resources and a big supportive community, I'd like to invite you to our Facebook group, Victorious Parenting. I give regular content every single day, and we have a unit section where you can find all the best content. There are some short form and long form content in there, like the Grey Rock Method and how to deal with sibling rivalry. And as well, you'll get to be a part of a great big community of parents who are becoming victorious just like you. We'd love to have you join us in Victorious Parenting. Discover the 7 biggest mistakes parents make that can lower their child's self-esteem forever. Promotingselfesteem.com.